then she had a high-powered vest. She didn't want to grow up. She didn't want to put it in too hot water. It was a nice dress, and she just put it in lukewarm water in some vessel or another, washed it out by hand. And she'd take it out there, just like wife did, bed, hung the dress out, two pair of his trousers. Just two pair of khakis now, another pair of dress pants, and that dress. And he rented out one of them. And I had a son offering him $70 for that dog. Well, his wife thought such a weird band, replacing the dress and replacing everything. Of course, that was his loss, trouser. She still made him sell that dog. And my boy's got him out there now. But he didn't take what the boy offered him. He called him up and said, "I'm going to sell this dog." He didn't tell him why. "And you warned him. Now if you warned him, you can. I stand by him, because I'm going to sell him." And Buck said, "Well, I've offered you $70 for him. What'll you take?" He said, "I'll take $100. That night, just about sundown, here he come. And he has the dog out there now. And they're just begging him. $250 and $300, he gave him calling for him all up in Oklahoma, offering him $300. Huh. Well, he's what they call a stud dog. They bring the gyps out of Texas and way up in Oklahoma and breed to him, you know. Huh. He gets $35 or choice pups. He can get a pair of pups, a female and a male, or $35 cash on America. So he's not sold him, he don't talk about that.
I can imagine he wouldn't.
But now, the difference in a woman raised in the city, well, they don't have any children.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, my wife's had a big family of children. And she was just mad about the dog tearing up the bedspread. I don't believe she'd ever thought. And now she is a mad she had to, "Well, he'll buy me a new one." I don't believe that hit her mind. So I didn't pay no attention to her getting mad, going, I didn't blame her. I just waited like a chance. I said, "How much do you give that bitch for you?" She told me. And I said then to her, I said, "Where'd you buy that?" She said, "Dogs." And I said, "Well, get your dress on, get change shoes, and we'll go down. I'll drive you down there. I'll just sit in the car and you go in and get your name." That's the last of it. And she hardly ever tells it. But this wife across the street, she'll pop off and tell about how Homer's old dog done their clothes. And I don't think, though, she made him sell the dog, and he never did buy her a new dress to replace it.
I don't blame her.
I don't believe that either. You can take three $100 bills after 4:30 out there at his house and lay them down and say, "I'll give it to you for that old dog and his papers," and he won't take it. Hmm. And he's standing up on the tree where he treated the moon, he had reached up on the skirt.
Why?
Oh, he's a dog. And he may drop down just a little bit from along there, and he'll just take that bark off, come around the tree. That's perfect. If you don't get there pretty quick and get a hold of him, tie him back.
He wants to really
get out. Oh, and he can kill the biggest coon that ever walked on 4 feet just like that. And he don't cheat him either. He just allowed him to take him right in the middle of the back or right over the shoulder. Lots of these dogs have killed a coon, they'll grab his head in their mouth.